Zois Chanukah. And the Sfarim Kedoshim tell us Zois Chanukah means Zois Chanukah, that this is Chanukah. That although we were in Chanukah until now, what's compared to today, which is Zois Chanukah, is considered to be like not so much Chanukah. We thought it was Chanukah until now. But when Zois Chanukah comes and you say about it Zois, it means that this is Chanukah. Of course, the Holy Visioner said what a tzaddik emes is able to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah, even a simple Jew is able to accomplish on Zois Chanukah. So whereas nothing really which stands out about Zois Chanukah from the other days, it's considered to be another day of Chanukah. There's no added hidurim or any isur melacha or any changes in the tzur of the davening b'chalal. But this is the way of Zois Chanukah that goes b'tznius, undetected, as if like it would be possible to just pass by without making notice of it. So the fact that the Chesky and the Chever was Messiah to get together and to try to seize the opportunity and seize the opportunity is a very big thing. And it's a chiddush especially this year, because yesterday was Shabbos. So Shabbos was not just Shabbos, it was Shabbos Chanukah, and not just Shabbos Chanukah, but also Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. The triple header. In fact, I took my family to a restaurant the other day on Erev Shabbos, and the guy behind the counter said to me, "Tomorrow, which is Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Chanukah, is a day very mesugal that all the tefillos are answered tomorrow." That's what he said to me. So apparently, even all the Yidden know that Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah is a grace zach. But who would have thought that Zois Chanukah, such a chiddush, right? Zois Chanukah, that what's the kamash b'man? That even though beforehand it was Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Chanukah, right? And you thought you couldn't get better than that, three Sefer Torah come out, and it's Mamasha, it's a big festival, and a big chiddush. No. Zois Chanukah means that Zois Chanukah is bigger than even that. Shteyn Pasuk in this past week's parasha, when the brothers came to Yosef, the Torah tells us a fascinating commentary. The Torah says, "Vayar Yosef esachav." That Yosef, he saw his brothers, he recognized his brothers. Vehem lahi kiruhu. They didn't recognize him. And the Torah tells us, "Vayisnakir alehem." Vayisnakir alehem is like a lashon nachri, that he acted like a guy to them. He acted foreign to them. Some Akhtarishim tell us that of all the tzaddikim from the Zion Yishpizim, each one of the Yishpizim corresponds to a Yontif. And Yosef HaTzadik corresponds to Yontif of Chanukah. It's clear from the parashas which we read that Yosef is associated with Chanukah. Yosef is the star. He's in the spotlight. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, "My Chanukah, what's so great about the Sant of Chanukah? What is it?" So the Gemara goes on to explain that the Yevanim were metame all of the Shmanim in the Heichal, and they were machapes, they were searching for a Pach Shem and Tahar. And it says that they were all defiled, they were all tamei, v'lo imatzu ela pach echad, and they didn't find except one Pach. The Lashon of the Gemara is very meduktuk. I saw this. Taka the Shem Yishmo says this as well. It doesn't say that they found the Pach. It says, "Lo imatzu ela pach echad." They couldn't find anything except a Pach. The emes, they couldn't find anything. And it seems like, and we know this to be true, that this Pach was hidden from a very, very long time. What's the nature of this Pach? Why couldn't they find it? And why all of a sudden did it reveal itself? So for this, we need a little bit of history. The Shach al HaTorah, which is quoted in many Sfarim, says that the secret of the Pach, which is the Shemen HaMishcha, the Pach from which they anointed all of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, this Pach has its origins by Yaakov Avinu. That when Yaakov Avinu was traveling with his family in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah tells us, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai, that he left accidentally Pachim Ketanim. And the Shach says that this Pachim Ketanim, this is the Pach Shel Shemen of the, which was used in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and also in the times of the Chashmonai. This is the Pach Shemen of Yaakov Avinu. Now, of course, this is being taught to us. It means that there's something very significant about the fact that it belongs to Yaakov Avinu. This is already Merumas in the Gemara, which says that when they found this Pach, it was Munach B'chaysamo Shel Kohen Gadol. It had the Chaysam of the Kohen Gadol. Why do we need to know it has the Chaysam of the Kohen Gadol? Because the Kohen Gadol here refers to Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the Kohen Gadol. We know that when he bought the kahuna, when he took the kahuna from Esau, so he was zeicher to the kahuna. He was zeicher to the kahuna gadola. We know that Avram was considered to be the Kohen Gadol. Shem, who was the Kohen Gadol before him, he gave over the kahuna gadola to Avram. And Avram brought it to Yerusha, to Yitzhak, and now it was decided between Yaakov and Esau who would be Yoirish the kahuna gadola, and in fact it was Yaakov. Yaakov was called the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, even the Gemara's Maram is to that. The Gemara says it was Munach b'chaysamosh the Kohen Gadol. That it had the chesim of Yaakov Avinu on it. Why is this important for us? Pinchas Karzer says the following thing. It was kedai to come tonight just to hear the words of Pinchas Karzer. Pinchas Karzer says that everything good in this world, Bein Begashmias, Bein Beruchnias, is running after a Jew. He says, even Ruach HaKodesh is running after a Jew. Everything in the world wants to serve the Jew. What's the problem? The problem is not that he can't keep up with the Jew. Just that he can't recognize him. All the Gute Zachen, all the Ruchnias and all the Gashmias can't recognize the Jew. What did he mean by this? He meant that if a Jew does averus, if he does things which are not appropriate, not befitting for a Yid to do, so then he dirties himself. He doesn't look like, he doesn't have a Jewish tzur anymore. So therefore the Madrigas and all the Brachas, they don't recognize, they're looking for the Jew. They're roaming the streets looking for Yidden, and they don't see any Yidden. Because if we do things which conceal or to cover up, so then it covers us, so it can't find us. The Heilige Tzaddikim, they sat in their Dalan Amos, and there was Zeichet to all the Parnassah which they needed, and all everything which they needed came to them. Why did it come to them? Because the world was created for the Jewish people. And the whole world is here to serve the Jew. But if the brachas can't recognize us, then we have to go out to work. We have to work hard. This is the secret as well. This Yisoid. This is the secret of Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is the Pach Shel Shemen. He's the Nes of Hanukkah. Just like the Pach Shel Shemen was hidden and couldn't be found, so too Yosef was hidden. And 10 brothers came looking around in Mitzrayim, looking for this lost brother, checking every single corner of Mitzrayim, and couldn't find him. In the same way that the Kehanim, they entered into a defiled Tumi Beis HaMikdash, which is like Mitzrayim, looking for a Pach Shel Shemen, and they couldn't find one. Why couldn't they find Yosef? Yosef recognized them, but they didn't recognize Yosef. What's going on over here? Teretz is that Yosef really wanted to reveal himself to the brothers. He really wanted to reveal himself to the brothers. But he didn't recognize them. He knew who they were, but he didn't recognize them. Why didn't he recognize them? Because they had sold him to Mitzrayim. They had sold him to Mitzrayim. And until they were ready to do tshuva, and to take achrayis and responsibility for what they had done, and to be moida ala emes. So then Yosef said, I don't recognize them. He's not Kerelehem. I don't recognize them. It was only once that he heard them say that Reuven had said, I told you we should have had compassion on our brothers, and they brought down Binyamin, and they saw the compassion which they had towards Binyamin, and they regretted what they had done to their father. At that point, Yosef couldn't hold back anymore. And then he revealed himself to the brothers, because at that point, he recognized them. He recognized them. More importantly, he recognized that they were the children of Yaakov Avinu. How could it be that the children of Yaakov Avinu should do such a thing to send down their brother to Mitzrayim? Is this walking in the path of Yaakov Avinu? This is what Yaakov taught us, to act like that? He couldn't see the Yiddishkeit on them. He couldn't see that they were B'nai Yisrael, that they were the children of Yisrael. It was only once they went through this tshuva process that he put them through that he was able to be megal himself to them. But until then, Yosef couldn't recognize them. He couldn't see the face of Yaakov on them. And it was only after they confessed and they did tshuva and they were moida ala emes, Yosef reveals himself, and what does he say? Oid ha'oid avichai. Now that could be said as a question, which of course doesn't make any sense because he knew that Yaakov was alive. It means a statement. Oid avichai, now that I see my father is still alive, now I see my father's face on you, that after you've done tshuva and you've confessed, you're a magala of that parts of Yaakov Avinu, I see that face on you now. I recognize that who you are, and now I'm ready to be magala myself to you. Because my job is to return myself to Yaakov. Now that I see you, and I see Yaakov on your faces, Tati, I'm here. I'm here. This is exactly what happened by the Pach Shel Shemo. The Pach Shel Shemo is not just like a random Pach. It's not just like a dead vessel, a dead jug of oil. You have to understand, everything in the Beis HaMikdash is alive. Even things which you don't consider to be alive are really alive. We're starting to learn more. I say we as a human race, we're learning more and more about things which we thought that they're not alive, but they're alive. Right? We don't really think that trees are alive or grass is alive, but it's alive. Anything which grows is alive. There are things on the bottom of the ocean that they're alive. Things in the ocean which we thought didn't have any life, but they're alive. The Rambam says that even the stars and the moon and the suns, they're all thinking beings. They're smarter than we are. They're alive. If they move, if they have any type of a tenua, that means they're alive. They're living. They don't have to have a brain to think. You're not alive because of your brain. You're alive because of your heart. That's how we paskin. You're not alive because you're thinking. They're alive because you are. Especially because the Sfarim say that the Shemen HaMishcha that has its roots in Chachma, and Chachma is Chayim. So the Sfarim say that when Moshe or whoever it was, went around anointing all the different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, it elevated it to a daiga of being alive. So the Pach Shemen, which is the Pach which anointed everything in the Beis HaMikdash, it was certainly alive. And the Kehanim came into the Beis HaMikdash and they were looking for the Pach Shel Shemen, and the Pach Shel Shemen said, I don't recognize you. And he said, certainly had every right not to recognize the Yidden who came into the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about a tkufa where the Jewish people were following in the ways of the Yevanim. They dressed like the Yevanim. They spoke like the Yevanim. They had the whole culture of the Yevanim. They learned Chachma Chitzanis. They learned all their philosophies and so on and so forth. The Pach Shel Shemen saw the Yidden come in and said, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are. I don't see the face of Yaakov on you. So it refused to reveal itself. It was only after the whole Nes that the Chashmonaim, that they rallied a huge tshuva and Mesiris Nefesh, and they took achrayis for the Jewish people, and they did tshuva. That's when they came in, and the Pach Shoshem looked at them and he says, oh, I recognize these faces. Time to reveal myself. These faces I can reveal myself to. Why? Because I see the face of Yaakov on you. Because that's who I belong to. Take a look at me. I'm the Chesam of Shal Kohen Gadol. I come from Yaakov Avinu. I can only return myself to my Bialim, to who I come from. I only recognize the face of Yaakov Avinu. I don't recognize any other face. That's who my master is. And until they revealed the face of Yaakov on themselves, the Pach Shoshem and see concealed. I don't recognize you. I only return myself to Yaakov. Of course, this is the secret of the Neris Chanukah. The Neris Chanukah is considered to be the shining face of Yaakov Avinu. Where do we see that? By Yosef himself, when he was in Mitzrayim, and he was being enticed by Eshes Potiphar. So Chazal tell us that he was about to commit the crime, and he looked to the window, and he saw what? Saw the face of Yaakov Avinu there. We read about that during these parashas because that's a remnant to the Menorah. The face of Yaakov Avinu. The face of Yaakov Avinu. This is the bechin of the Menorah. It's actually very meduktuk in the kavanas of the Ari. The Ari says that when you say the bracha of the Hadlik near Chanukah, so he says that the gematria of the Hadlik is a combination of three shemis, which is called Absagma. It happens to be that Absagma is gematria ponim, which means the face of. And we know that the halacha is that you have to light the menorah, the matam yasra tfachim, less than 10 tfachim. And the Ari has another kavana, which is called ner, where he lines up six shemas. We're not going to go into it. But he says that there are three havayas on the right, and there's an ekye, lekim, and adnas on the left. So it turns out, ekye, lekim, adnas is gematria ekev. And with the yud, the matam yasra tfachim, that's a yud, because it's less than 10 tfachim. 10 is gematria yud. So the Yud plus Ekev is Yaakov. That's called Pnei Yaakov, the face of Yaakov. Panim Shal Yaakov. When you light the Ner Chanukah, you reveal the face of Yaakov. This is the Jewish face. It's like looking in the mirror when you light the Ner Chanukah. It's like looking in the mirror. In fact, that's what the Svarim say. One of the Svarim bring down that when Yosef looked and he saw the face of Yaakov, some learned that Yosef was looking in a mirror because he looked exactly like Yaakov. And that's exactly what the menorah is. When you look at the menorah, you're supposed to see the Jewish face. That's how Rabbi Nachman teaches it. That's all the Sfar Maklashim teaches it. The Rosh Hashanah teaches it this way, that the menorah has seven branches, which is connected to seven holes on the face, which is the two ears, the two eyes, the two nostrils, and the mouth, which is connected. That's called, the menorah is called the Pnei HaMenorah, the Torah calls it. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. The menorah is called the face. But that face is the face of Yaakov Avinu. So when a Jew lights the Neres Chanukah and he looks at this lichtig menorah, he's supposed to be looking at the mirror and he's supposed to say to himself, when will my face look like this? So in truth, you can explain just a side point in terms of Yaakov Avinu's cheshbon. It says that Yaakov Avinu, when he forgot about the Pachim Tanim, he wanted to come back. He wanted to come back and get the Pachim Tanim. So a Malach came and was fighting with him. Right? So the conventional pshat is, the Zohar tells us, the Medrash says, it's the Sarah Shal Esav. The Sarah Shal Esav was fighting with Yaakov. What were they fighting over? Pachim Tanim. Right? They were fighting over Pachim Tanim, which means this is a remnant of the whole battle of the Yevonim versus Klal Yisrael. However, all the Midrashim learn that really the Malach who was fighting with Yaakov was Michael. Now this is odd. Michael is fighting with Yaakov? Chazal say that HaMalach HaGoyel Osimi Kol Ra, that when Yaakov said, the Malach who saves me from all bad is referring to Michael. Michael was the Malach who was in charge of saving Yaakov all the time. So all of a sudden here, Yaakov wants to get the Pachim Tanim and the Malach Michael is fighting with him? And he's the one who hits him in the thigh and the Gid Anasha? What's going on over here? Teretz says no. That the reason why Michael started up with Yaakov was because he was trying to tell Yaakov, you didn't forget these pachim. Yaakov was all afraid of himself. Yaakov should forget something. You know what type of a big deal that was, that Yaakov should forget? Yaakov never forgot anything. He should forget the davar shebekdusha. So he said, I have to go back for it right away. How can you forget something? But the pshat was, no, you didn't forget it. The pachim hid itself from you because the pachim are alive. And they were saving themselves for Hanukkah. So the Malach Michael had to fight with Yaakov to stop him from taking these pachim. These are not for you. These are for later generations, these pachim. And he hit him in the leg, which he made, which is from where Hanukkah comes from, the place of Hod. But he stopped him because he says, this is not for you. This is for later generations. Michael was looking into that. Yaakov didn't see that yet. But the pachim were alive. They hid themselves away from Yaakov. And they buried themselves for many hundreds of thousands of years until it came time for the Chashmonaim. And they resurfaced again. They're looking around. And where's Yaakov? Where's Yaakov? It was only when the Chashmonaim came in and they looked and they saw, I recognize this face. This is the face of Yaakov. He revealed itself. But this is a lesson, says Pinchas Karzer, in life, is that the more that a Jew is osik and tshuva, and he reveals the face of Yaakov, and the world was created for this Yid called Yaakov. Chazal say, Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, that's Yaakov Avinu. And every single Jew is called Yisrael. So the more that we do tshuva, and we're osik and revealing our true selves, who we really are, and we do tshuva, and we wipe away all the filth so that everything in the world should recognize us. The world looks at this Yid and he says, I'm here to serve this Yid. Why does he have to work so hard? Why does he have to work so hard on a parnasa? Why does he have to work so hard on learning? Why should davening be a schlep? Why should chinuch habanim be so hard? The whole world wants to serve him. So the more that a Jew is growing in his avodas Hashem, he should know that everything else surrounding him in his life will become easier. Adam la'amal yulad. A Jew is created to work, but he has to make a choice of what he's going to invest himself in. He has to apply himself in something. So more that he's zeich little by little, that he's moisef ha'ilech. It's not something which happens right away. The person can't just say, okay, forget about the job, forget about this, base medrash, boom. It doesn't work like that. Right? It has to be what's called moisef ha'ilech, a little bit every day, a candle today, and another candle the next day. You can't just light all eight candles at once. It has to be little by little you megala the face of Yaakov upon ourselves. But it takes a Kabbalah that a Jew is mekabel upon himself. That he sees that it's not going to be that he has to work so hard in his Avodas Hashem and also work so hard in everything else in life. There's a certain derech called the derech Yitzchayim that a Jew chooses that to be his chayim. Then he sees, of course there's manias and at times there's tests that a person goes through to see if he's really sincere about it. It doesn't just happen so easy. It's not just like a segula. Right? There's a whole cheshbon in how Hashem Yisbarach runs his world. But at least to know the klal is super important. That the more that we're megala who we really are, everything is looking for us. The world, all the madrigas, all the brachas are searching for who we really are. That's the secret of the menorah. The more that we're megala the Pnei Yaakov, the oid havi chai on every single Jew. The more that we're zeicha, the mili d'tav, the good thing is in the mazah, the mother of Allah, we should megala our true panim, our true face, our true colors. That to be zeicha, to walking on the derech beitz chaim. Miyayim liyayim to be mice for Chalach and Arbor to Sashaf.